Thank you for calling Junior Concrete Solutions, LA.
Hello?
Oh, hi, Jose. It's Tina from Local Splash. How are you?
Hi.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm doing great. Thank you for asking. So I wanted to just touch base with you regarding the payment, and I didn't know. I know you said you were going to upgrade last Friday, but for some reason or another, I saw that they were going to cancel your website today. So I thought, you know, if you could at least get the 39 up to speed today, we can prevent that from happening. And then you can still prorate the balance if you want to upgrade, as long as you do it within 2 weeks.
That's fine. So if I pay the 150 today, what does that entail? Like, you guys throw a lot of numbers at me sometimes, and I'm
yeah.
Last time was like 250, and then 150, and then the 40. Last time the person who I talked about the 40 said I could keep my website and my, what else is it? My website, and I think she said like my Google spot.
The call tracking number. So the $40 includes just the website hosting and the call tracking number. Okay. Now what the 150 includes is the first page placement on Google and Bing. We program you into also some of the popular directories, as well as the mobile platform, making sure that JR Concrete Solutions comes up from the iPhones, the Androids, the tablets, and the voice-activated devices such as Alexa. And then we also include the tracking system, making sure that you know how many clients you're getting, you know, from the first page, which keywords they're typing in, and which zip codes they're coming from. So all of that is included in the 149 package. And then
I'm probably not going to do the 249 right at this moment, but what other contractors are you guys doing around here? I mean, do I have because if you guys are helping like three or four other contractors right in my
we can
state, that's probably,
no no in our terms and conditions, we can only work with one company per category per area to ensure that the one client that we work with gets the maximum amount of exposure. So we can't bring you on board as a contractor and then bring another one on in the exact same area, because that would be like, you know, my husband and I going to an auction and then we're bidding against the exact same item. It's counterproductive. So we can't. So
yeah,
we only
exactly.
work with one. So we can have other clients in your area in different industries, but not within the same industry. Not to say that there aren't other companies on the first page, but they're working with other data service providers, or they have their own marketing companies. They're not working with us.
What other area? What's the area coverage that that you guys are covering for me?
So on the maps on Google, it would be set to your business address, which is Olympia. Now, Google doesn't designate a radius for you as the business owner. It's designated for the end user. And what I mean by that is, let's say that somebody's in an outskirting area to Olympia, but because we've given you the most dominant internet presence locally, you can still come up on the first page of their search results. So it works like a net, if you will, where, you know, you can spiderweb out into those surrounding areas based on the relevancy. Now, let's say that there's a Beverly Hills type area that's 40 minutes away or something. You probably wouldn't get that type of a reach with the 149 package. You'd have to do some Google Ads or bundle it with another service to get that type of a reach. But definitely, if you're looking to capitalize on a book of business in your backyard and a couple of the surrounding areas, then the 149 package would be more than sufficient to do that.
Okay, yeah, because we have a lot of little cities that are not like they're just very little cities that don't, I don't know, they're just not as big. They don't have as much people. So sometimes when you're Googling something in one of these cities, a lot of the Olympia contractors will come up on there. I just tried it with one of my uncles who lives close by. And, when I did have that package with you guys at 250, like I came up on that and I'm like 20 miles away from this.
Exactly. Because of that spider webbing process that I'm talking about, you know, if you're in an area, and it's all dependent on the keyword, the population density, things like that. Because let's say, for instance, we're placing a taxi cab company in New York City, right? That taxi cab company is going to get a smaller radius because there's thousands and thousands of taxi cab companies in New York City, right? But let's say that we're dealing with an art gallery out in Idaho. They might spider web out into a several hundred mile radius because there's less art galleries out in Idaho. You know what I mean? So you're in the Olympia, Washington area. So because there's going to be less population density, you're going to get probably a larger radius just based on that and be able to spider web out into those areas that are, you know, 20 miles away like you were before. You know what I mean?
Okay. That works. Yeah. So let's do the 150 now and get that going, please, because I need to get some work going.
Yeah, I'm glad that I called you. Yeah, because I saw the flag that they were going to cancel the site today. I'm like, oh no, we were supposed to talk on Friday and get this up to speed. So I thought I'd call you. Okay, so for that 149, my only question would be, is it still the same billing address on Green Ridge Loop Southwest?
Yes.
Perfect. Okay, and then it's going to be a new card number, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so I'm ready for that whenever you are.
So 4867.
Okay.
9669.
Okay.
1987.
Got it.
One second. So can I pay this on my own month by month until work speeds up? I don't want you guys pulling it out of my account.
It's an automatic renewal each month, but what I'm going to do is set the billing date fresh starting today, so your billing will be on the 4th of each month. So if for any reason you don't want to continue with this package, just call us a couple of days ahead of time, and we would, you know, just continue this package for you. You wouldn't have to do, you know.
Yeah, I mean, if the package is, like, paying out, I have no problem leaving it, but if I can't get any work in the next 4 weeks and then this bill comes in, then it just becomes kind of a, you know, it's just like a little burden without any of the,
right. But what I'm saying is I have to set it up on an automatic renewal. I can't set it up where it's just you go in and pay every month on the 4th. It has to be automatic. But I can send you a reminder email maybe on the 1st of each month just saying, hey, Jose, Local Splash will bill on the 4th. That way, if you decide not to continue, you can call us back and downgrade to just the $40 package again if you wanted to. That way, you know, you're not obligated to continue with the $149 package. You know what I mean?
Yeah, sounds good.
Okay.
You got the first 12 numbers?
I got the 1987 is where we stopped.
1987, 4094.
Okay. And
expiration is 0230.
And then the code?
Is 660.
660. Okay, now you still have access to your client dashboard and all of that, right?
Yeah, I believe so. I haven't checked it in a couple
days. I'll send the login to you again just in case. And then I'm going to check with the verification department, make sure that we still have access to the Google Business page, but be a little bit mindful if you get a phone call or email from Local Splash asking you to add us as a manager to the page or anything like that, just make sure to get that done so we can start optimizing it again. And then just so that you can be secure and know that it is someone from Local Splash calling you and not some kind of a scam company, when you signed up with us, you put a security question and answer on file, which is your first pet's name, and the answer was Captain. Anybody at Local Splash has access to that. So if anybody calls you and it sounds fishy to you, just say, hey, can you do me a favor and confirm the security question and answer on file? And if they can't confirm it, then just politely hang up the phone. It's not local splash, okay?
Perfect. Yeah, thank
okay.
you.
Okay. Of course. No yeah. problem. Okay, so we're going to get that going for you. And like I said, moving forward, we're resetting the billing to the 4th of each month, and everything's starting fresh. So if you got any prior notifications talking about a past due amount, then another payment coming up on the 6th, don't worry about that. It's all fresh, and you're all paid in full now until April. April 4th. So the, we're starting fresh starting today. Okay.
Okay. Sounds good. Thank you.
All right. Oh, you're welcome, and have a great rest of your week too.
You too. Thanks.
All right. Thank you. All right. No problem. Bye.
All right. Bye.